Well, I'm not sure how our next guest is travelling, Tim. He is part of the all-conquering Renegades team that won the BBL title yesterday. I'd imagine they went out and celebrated pretty hard. His name's Chris Tremaine, and he was an unsung, well, not unsung, he was a star in actual fact. Took 2 for 24, if you don't mind. Really important. He joins us. Welcome, Chris, and congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. 8:45. It's a damn fine effort to answer your phone. What time did the festivities conclude?
About quarter past.
Quarter past eight. Hey, how are you feeling? None for 90-odd. They 10 wickets in the shed. They needed 50 or 40 or something. I mean, be honest. Did you think it was done?
Yeah, I thought we were in a bit of strife when we wrapped up our power play and we had about 3 wickets in the shed. So there was a little bit of... Well, it wasn't so much panic set in. You were just sort of making peace with your demons there. But, T20 cricket, I mean, cricket in general is pretty up and down and sort of hard to read at the best of times. So yeah, even though there was, you know, we were behind the eight ball, there was still that opportunity to take a few wickets and just see what happens. You just never know. And I guess from now on, no matter what game we play, we just will never know what might happen.
The Finch captaincy was really critical too. Just put a little bit of a squeeze on, realised it was getting out of hand, thought, well, we've got to try and tie things up and just get a few dot balls. I thought that was pretty critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, even Finchie and Dan Christian, who's part of the leadership group there, they sort of came together at an over and admitted after the game that they were just sort of going, we'll just throw Richo the ball now, or we'll just give Femme a go and see what happens. And they sort of made peace with it and we're just sort of looking for something that might be there that they could really see. And he was really good. He was really calm, I guess, because he believed that it was sort of cooked anyway, but it all worked out, I guess, well.
Chris, congratulations, great victory. The photo on the back page of The Age, it's a beauty. The players all celebrating there. Cam White, he went off at the conclusion of that game.
Yeah, it's a strange one. He loves winning finals. I've never seen him display any sort of emotion ever over anything. Every time we win a final, he loses his mind. So, it's just, I think it's for Cameron just a little bit of, probably a pressure release and a bit of relief to one, finish the season, and then two, actually win. So it's, he's a pretty emotional human, and I think that's just a bit of a gas valve, just sort of letting a few things out. So, yeah.
For you, was there one wicket that was more important than any of the others?
Not particularly. I mean, once the ball started rolling, they were all really, really important. I mean, Stoinis, we just had to get the first one, I think, and then you take it step by step. So Stoinis was helpful, and then Dunkey followed suit, and there was a few others that just kept popping up. And I mean, there wasn't really one that really changed it, I think, because they all happened so quickly. For me, Maxi, almost the same as sort of what we're saying with Cameron White, was that, there wasn't, I wasn't overly excited. I was sort of half surprised that Maxi won in the air, and then it just went to a fielder. So there was this big pressure release there where you thought, wow, like maybe this might change, maybe this might happen. And there was a bit of emotion coming out then as well. So for me, Matt, it was definitely Maxi, but it was sort of hard to pinpoint because it all just sort of snowballed in a really quick space of time.
Hey, cricket moves on now. You've got to focus on the Sheffield Shield for Victoria, and I guess you've got an eye on that Ashes squad at some stage. You're part of that whole Indian series. What's the feedback been from the selectors?
The selectors have been really good with me. I'm not one to can the guy or, bite the hand feed me, really. Yeah. So these guys... I was disappointed to sort of miss out on one playing in a test series, but I had a pretty firm idea that if I wanted to play, something drastic needed to happen with the frontline quicks. So when that didn't happen, I was happy to bide my time, and I was on the right side of the fence this time to be biding my time. I was usually on the other side and playing shield cricket and waiting and waiting and waiting. So at least this time I was in the squad. And we've got the Duke's ball coming up after Christmas, so there's a sort of direct correlation there with the English conditions, and hopefully we can get the ball up, get it swinging, and sort of see if we can take a few poles. And myself and Scotty Boland, we've been doing this for 3 or 4 years now together, and I'd like to believe that if we can do our jobs as well as we can, we'll put ourselves in a pretty good position to win the Shield first, and then I guess the selection stuff and all that takes care of itself well down the track.
Well, it will. I hope you're on that plane. And this is a text message that's come through. Disgraceful effort by Tremaine to be speaking so fluently after a big night on the beer. So a lot of support and love for you, mate. Fantastic performance, and good luck for the rest of the cricket season.
Awesome. No worries. Thanks very much.